Developer tooling deep dives, queryable binaries, a Python security trap, and Jarrett-style review. Farid Zakaria's proposal for queryable executables drew 211 points and 60 comments with a premise that sounds obvious in retrospect. Compiled binaries should expose structured, standardized metadata, dependencies, build configuration, debug information, through a unified query interface rather than requiring separate tools for every binary format. Today, determining what shared libraries an ELF binary links against requires running LDD, debug symbols demand dwarf tooling, build time configuration exists only if someone remembered to embed it. A unified mechanism would make the binary itself the authoritative provenance record, a foundation for software supply chain verification that does not depend on maintaining separate software bill of materials files. Implementation debate centered on binary size, particularly for embedded systems where every kilobyte is contested. Commenters noted that the metadata could occupy a dedicated section removable by strip-friendly toolchains, analogous to how debug sections function today. The architecture was broadly judged sound. Standardization, as ever in systems tooling, remains the harder problem. Seth Larson's piece on Python's SDR. Lower, as a potential security vulnerability, earned 136 points and 57 comments by surfacing the Turkish locale problem. In Turkish, the lowercase of capital I is not the familiar I but a dotless letter 131. Code performing case-insensitive comparisons via SDR. Lower, on systems running under a Turkish locale can therefore silently break. Admin, lower, yields admin rather than admin, potentially bypassing access controls that compare lowercase strings. The bug is nearly invisible in testing, which almost universally runs under ASCII-safe locales. The prescribed fix is SDR. Casefold, for security-relevant comparisons or explicit locale-independent comparison functions, and the broader lesson is that string operations assumed to be semantically simple frequently are not. The Mayao project attracted attention as a Jarrett-style code review workflow compatible with GitHub, GitLab, and Gaidia. Jarrett, used internally at Google and many large engineering organizations, reviews individual commits rather than branches, keeping history linear. GitHub's pull request model has captured the market but has vocal critics who argue it encourages batching many changes into a single review unit, making individual changes harder to reason about. Mayao brings commit-centric review to the platform's engineers are already using. A shorter item on tooltip interaction design, arguing that hover tooltips need an initial delay to avoid triggering on accidental mouse movement, but should skip that delay when a user moves quickly between adjacent tooltips, was described as the kind of interaction refinement that separates polished interfaces from frustrating ones.